Shall we begin?
Let's begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to LinkedIn for Financial Services for financial planners, mortgage brokers, investors, accountants, consultants, anyone in the advisory space. This webinar is for you. We're going to make a start in a couple of minutes, just while we're waiting for a few more people to join us on the call. You want to make sure that you've got all of your other browsers closed down. If you've got your emails open, we don't want any notifications flashing, because we're going to cover all of this in about 25 minutes. And there's a huge amount of information that we're going to be covering. So you want to make sure there's no distractions and take notes while you go. I'm really excited. It's amazing the turnout that we've got here. It's really cool to me because I see people not just from Australia and Southeast Asia, but we've got people tuning in from Sweden. I see Carl and Johan there, those guys from the US tuning in. We've got people in New York and LA. There's a whole bunch of people that have obviously just come across our event on LinkedIn, which is really cool. We're going to make a start. I think we've got enough people on the call now. For those of you who have just tuned in, I'm just introducing the webinar. And for those of you that haven't come across any of my material online before, I run a company called Bibby Consulting Group, and we specialize in generating leads through LinkedIn for the financial services industry. Some of our clients there, we like to work with clients that stay ahead of the curve. And of course, like, just not just big businesses, there's been thousands and thousands of SMEs as well, have been in the digital marketing space now for 13 years, and I could be a fool and I couldn't help but notice that there are systems and trends to what works. And one of the things that you have to learn as a marketer, especially in this day and age, is that change is the only constant, and you really have to be able to adapt on your feet in order to be successful in digital marketing. And like, LinkedIn without a doubt is the biggest opportunity that I've seen for financial services since day dot. Like, I grew up in a family where my dad was an investment manager in Hong Kong, and I saw like him catch 75 flights a year. And of course, like, now you don't really need to be out networking all the time just to get clients, like, and get referrals. You can do a lot of it through social media if you build your personal brand, if you're a thought leader and people refer and comment and all that sort of stuff's happening online. You get so much engagement that you get these inbound leads, and it's top quality. You can be laser targeted if you do like direct messaging to generate appointments. And what I've seen in the financial services industry, just before we jump into all the content, is like, financial advisors and planners and accountants, they'd be lying if they said they didn't work together to get referrals. And like, if you want to grow your business, the best way to do it is through business partnerships. I find financial planners or mortgage brokers that partner up with, say, accountants and vice versa, who refer each other clients, do exceptionally well. But the interesting thing is, most businesses don't have a system for referrals. And LinkedIn, the way it works is, if you like search, let's say you're looking for an accountant, you search within your network, we search on LinkedIn, the people you will see first are your first degree connections. So by default, like, you'll see who's already in your network who might be an accountant, and people are using this to find like people to help them with their business and customer decisions, like investments. You know, if I need an accountant, then, you know, I'll look on LinkedIn. I won't look on Google, because you see all the ads and the companies telling you why they're so great, whereas on LinkedIn I see who's already in my network. Now, say for example somebody doesn't have an accountant in their network, the people that will see show up at the top, because they don't have any first degree connections that meet that search criteria, are their second degree connections. So they can see, oh, this guy knows 27 people that I do. He might be a good place to start. Or I could even look at the 27 people that we have in common and say, speak to one of them and get a recommendation. Gone are the days where you have to call up your friend and say, hey, mate, can you recommend a good accountant to me? Because you can go on LinkedIn and see for yourself, and social media. Other social media sites are just the same. But we're going to cover some of the amazing bits of content that you can take away and practically input into your business, like building your brand, positioning, eliminating competition. Optimization is really important. Your profile is the cornerstone of your professional brand on LinkedIn, and people are using it to make purchasing decisions or, you know, in their customer journey. I'll show you a system that if you implement, you will be able to generate between 20 to 50 leads per month consistently. Learn the latest strategies we've used to growth hack LinkedIn. Like, so last year we generated $300 million in sales revenue for our clients, and we've just passed the $500 million mark since we started in terms of sales revenue. So this stuff works. If you follow the system that's proven to work, you will get results. And SEO tactics, we're seeing LinkedIn profiles pop up on Google now a lot more than websites. In fact, like if somebody is researching who you are before they meet with you because they're considering to hire you as an advisor or whatever you know service you may offer, your LinkedIn profile should rank number one in the search results. If it doesn't, it's probably not optimized. But in that scenario, what's more important, your website or your LinkedIn profile? If LinkedIn's showing up at the top of the search results, it's most likely to be the one that they click on, meaning it's most likely to be the one that's influencing them. And at the moment, a lot of you, I know because for a fact, just based on the statistics, that you've got your CV on LinkedIn. You've got a version of your CV, and it could be the most boring piece of content that you could supply a client. You know, and there's a lot of mistakes, like headlines, photographs, like writing in first, third person. We're going to go through a lot of that stuff because you don't want to make those silly mistakes that your competitors are making. Free gift at the end, LinkedIn Starter Pack. We're going to give you a playbook to build the foundation, which will explain the different levels of connections, how you can set up your privacy settings and customize those, personal branding workbook, and a step-by-step checklist to optimize your LinkedIn profile. Because like, geez, I mean, there's a lot involved, and I've been through the learning curve. I've done it for so many businesses now that I know what works, and you can just fast track your success by tuning into the webinar. So I commend you all for being live today. In appreciation for that, you will be getting this starter pack at the end. Let's talk a little bit about the financial advice services industry. LinkedIn do a lot of research in this area. So 7 in 10 financial advisors are already using social networks for business purposes, which is interesting. And like out of all those financial services companies or professionals, when they're given a choice, like which social media site do you use for business, 9 in 10 say LinkedIn, right? So this is where their attention is. So the trend's already happening. So the return on investment, like all the statistics aside, the return on investment on social media is that your business or your career will still be around in 5 years. Like if you're not leveraging this tool, you are at massive, massive, massive disadvantage, and you will be left in the dust. LinkedIn reports that 3 of 5 advisors use LinkedIn have gained new clients as a result. Nearly a third of those brought $1 million plus in assets under management from LinkedIn. Okay, so like if you're not convinced now, like I'll just show you some of the statistics on the other platforms, because you know you hear me shouting from the rooftops about LinkedIn. And to be honest with you, like if YouTube or Twitter becomes more effective tomorrow, I'll shift strategies. I don't have any affiliation with LinkedIn. I work with LinkedIn. I'm really connected to my customer and getting results, which is why I've chosen the platform for now. So Facebook B2C, like if you're business to consumer, if you're tuning in, like and you're in like a retail industry or in a fashion industry, like maybe it's not the best platform for you. I think to work, but like I think maybe Facebook and Instagram will get better results. This is always changing, of course. Like I consider financial services to be a type, like a business to business type that's because you're targeting high net worth individuals. They're really easy to profile. You want to deal with professionals. The average income of people on LinkedIn's a lot higher than Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Like LinkedIn, like it's only got almost 8 million professionals now in Australia, over 500 million members worldwide. Okay, which yes, okay, it's like less than half of what Facebook has, or even a third. But the people on there are all white collar workers. Like you don't get Facebook, you've got like everyone, kids, students, people, you know, that have jobs, people that don't have jobs, all sorts of different people on there. But the LinkedIn, you just got white collar workforce. I would argue that 95, if not more, percent of the white collar workforce are on LinkedIn. So there you go. So this is what we're going to go through today. We've covered some of these things already, but build your brand and positioning is the first step. So we'll just cover that now. Like, and it's really self-explanatory. A lot of this stuff you could figure out yourself, but I'm just going to fast track it and highlight some of the areas so you know exactly where to focus. And look at this, like, you know, like your photograph is without a doubt the most important part of your LinkedIn profile, period. People's eyes are drawn to faces, and you need to make sure that you've got a professional headshot that stands out from the crowd. If you're in real estate, do not get a suit and tie on and stand in front of a white wall. It's boring and everyone does it. Like if you search for real estate agents, right? It's so funny. If you search for real estate agents on LinkedIn, they all photographs look the same. Man, how easy is it to stand out from the crowd? Just go outside to take a photograph, show some color, show some trees in the background. I don't know. Make your photograph black and white would make a difference, but you want people to stand it out. When people see for accountants, for example, in the search results, why would they click on you? And the picture is a big deal. This is a little bit outdated now, but like the headline is still the most important part of your LinkedIn profile. The mistake that I see a lot of people make is they go, well, look, I am an account director, or I'm a business development manager, or I'm a CEO. But a lot of the times they're confused why they're getting lots of messages from people that are either looking for a job, looking to sell you something, or are in recruitment. Because the reality is people that are searching for CEO or business development manager or account manager as a search criteria are generally going to be selling you something, recruiting, or looking for a job. So if you put in keywords that your customers might be looking for, then hey presto, you start getting messages from customers and inbound leads. So big step, you know, get in there, put in like things like, you know, financial advice, SMSF, accountant, I should say, and you can put in more than one phrase. We see we've got diamonds on our profiles to separate each phrase so you can have multiple keywords in there. We mentioned the photograph. Now, when you do a search on LinkedIn, I've mentioned how the first connections come up first. So of course you're going to come up first in other people's search results if you have more connections. Add connections, you have to have over 500 plus. It'll transform your conversion rate when you get from 499 connections to 500 plus, because crowds follow crowds. Social media is all about fear of missing out. Everybody wants to be connected to connected people. Add websites and make sure you customize them so that they say keywords in them as well. Links with keywords have a lot more value than just links. And when you put in a website, it'll ask you, hey, is this a company website, blog website, personal website, or other? Click other, and then you can put in keywords. Okay, you will be getting a copy of these slides, so don't stress about writing all this down, because I know I'm going fast. I'm conscious of time and I want to make sure that you'll get as much value as possible. Register your LinkedIn web address. So that's the URL that people use to either go directly to your LinkedIn profile, or it's what Google will be crawling when it's looking for relevant content. So if you customize this to either put keywords in it, or your first and last name is what I've done, then when people search for the keywords or the first and last name, for example, then Google will say, hey, this LinkedIn profile is relevant for what this person's searching for, therefore I'm going to show it towards the top of the search results. And look, if somebody's searching for your name on Google, you have to be controlling the search results. It's so imperative. It's absolutely crucial. And personal name searches are happening more and more every single year. The statistics are crazy. There's over a billion searches just in the US alone for people's personal name. So, you know, when you go to a meeting with somebody and you want to like check out who they are, or you know, do a bit of research, Google's the first place people go, and you have to control search results. There's three types of people at the moment. Like you would either fall into one of these categories: either you're controlling the search results and you're kicking ass. Two is you've got some stuff in the search results, but it's like kind of not what you chose. It's kind of just showing up by default, and you may have a LinkedIn profile, and it could be a CV, or it could be like there's someone else with the same name as you there showing up. Or the third is you're just not even there. You're not even there, which like, geez, that doesn't look good at all. So you just want to get yourself into position number one ASAP, and LinkedIn's a quick way to do it. Now, your LinkedIn summary is generally the section that people will read. So speak directly to your target audience. Do not write your summary in third person. This is the place to be personal. Write it in first person. I would start by defining exactly what you do. So exactly, you know, what the problem that you solve, who you help. I would use bullet points, one or two sentence per paragraph the most. The wrong thing to do is, I started my career 30 years ago and then I had to change a part and moved there. Da, da, da. People were already gone. They don't like want to know. They want to know exactly what you do straight away. And then you can always go back into the story and like later on in the content, and always finish with a call to action. Like, so where, you know, contact me for a complimentary financial health check, or for more information, view our website. Don't hesitate to connect with me. Just guide people through the process. If you make it easy for people to engage with you, then they will. It'll make a big difference to conversion rates. Use media on your summary. Add media. You can see I've got video there. Like, if you haven't got video, get some, because video is massive. You really need video online, whether you're a salesperson or a business or a finance, you know, like in finance, it's massive. Like, it's a way for you to connect with your audience, build trust before you meet them. And the research says this: over 70%, and it's over 80% in other industries, like in the customer journey in a financial services industry, 70% of the customer journey is actually done before they meet with anyone. So like, most of the customer journey is happening online. And if you're not influencing that process, then you're missing out on a huge amount of opportunities and you wouldn't know it because you never hear from them in the first place. You think your conversion rates are great, but you don't know how many customers you could be speaking to if your online presence was up to scratch. Your experience section is where you have your jobs, your current experience, your previous experience. You want to use keywords in the headline there as well. Use bullet points, 1 to 2 sentences per paragraph. This is pretty self-explanatory. Have the call to action as well. Add publications, you know, like add articles and make the more content you have, the better that you, your LinkedIn profile will rank. I can't stress the importance of LinkedIn recommendations enough. They're definitely the most effective way to build trust. So you need to ask like previous clients, partners, people that have done business with you, people that know like, you know, who you are, people refer your business, can like testify to your character traits and the key points of difference that you have in your market. So if you are small and nimble and personalized services your point of difference, then get them to mention that and even offer to draft up a recommendation for them. A lot of people don't know how to write a recommendation on LinkedIn, so kind of guide them through the technicalities of it as well to make it easy for them, because time is the asset, and if you make it too hard for people, look, they just won't do it. That's the reality. All right, let's talk about lead generation. We're going to get straight into it now. I want to talk to you about the advanced people search. A lot of people just use the search bar at the top like it's Google. You can be so granular with the phrases that you're looking for in different sections of the profile, whether it's the job title they have, the, you know, the industry that they're in, whether they are a first connection or a second degree connection, what groups are they members of. And then you can find extremely targeted connections. So let's say, for example, you want to target dentists because they're high income owners, or CEO of mining companies. You can do that on LinkedIn. And what, guess what? As you like, if you're the SMSF advisor for dentists, for example, if you connect with more and more dentists, then every time you reach out with to a dentist, you'll have more and more connections in common with them in their industry. And so they think to themselves, well, geez, if all these other people are following this guy or all these other people are connected to this guy, what am I missing out on? This is a question, you know, these are the things that make a huge difference. And before long, it'll, you know, people will look at your profile and they'll say that to themselves, geez, I don't know this guy. And they'll reach out to you and you'll get inbound connections. What's your strategy? Like, there's always strategies like Maureen Lee, based in Singapore, sells Melbourne projects, real estate projects to investors. And she wanted to target wealthy Singaporeans who want to invest in new apartments in Melbourne. So this is the result. We'll go to the result first. So thanks a million, guys. A few days, doubled her network, 10 qualified leads. She gets 20 people to a seminar every month now. She runs it internally, who are interested in buying property. The people that we profiled were CEOs that live in Singapore that went to universities in Melbourne. So the first university we targeted was Monash. So all the CEOs that live in Singapore that went to Monash in finance, legal, and banking that are also interested in property-related groups. Even the Real Estate Investment Australia group we targeted to start with, so targeted. We contacted people and said, hey, I've noticed that you went to university in Australia, so did I. Why don't you come and join me for a seminar? There's going to be some drinks, canapes, and we're going to be talking about some of the most exciting projects in Melbourne in real estate. And of course, these guys are like over in Singapore for professional reasons and want to you know, secure their wealth and buy property in Australia. Probably a lot of them don't have time when they come back to look at real estate. So this is a great little niche to target for Maureen. And the same is right in your industry. There'll always be little like niches that you can target, and the more targeted you are on LinkedIn, the more effective the messaging will be, which means the higher the conversion rate, and you'll be able to charge more as well. If you open your inbox on LinkedIn, you'll see a lot of examples of what not to do. A lot of people who are using LinkedIn marketing these days, when I started 5 years ago, there was no one doing it. Now there is a lot, but there are very, very few people doing it correctly, doing it right. This is the message that she used. So thanks them for connecting. I've looked at your profile and I noticed you went to Monash University. Now, it immediately sounds like she's just written to one person, but obviously this has gone to everyone that's in Singapore as a CEO that's went to Monash University. Exactly. So, you know, I'm in Melbourne too, so something in common. Have you been in Singapore very long? Very conversational. I'm looking to get to know a few more Aussies, and, you know, we got off undervalued properties, and this is interesting to CEOs, like people who have got wealth that they're managing. And she's even like, we've even gone even one step further with this one and said, do you know anyone who benefit from being kept in the loop on these kind of opportunities? So we've taken a step back, said we're not interested in like you necessarily, but like, would you be able to help me find some people. And more often than not, they write back and go, oh, I'd love to come, and I'll bring my wife and friends or whatever. And you don't need everyone to say yes, but like if 20% of 100 people that you message do, that's a very, very good conversion. You now have the tools to leverage your LinkedIn profile to generate new customers, position yourself as the authority in your industry, and generate leads with target messaging. Okay, I'm just going to play you a quick video from one of our clients, TSC Advisory, kind enough to do a testimonial or a case study with us. I'll just
play this. Hi, my name is Ashwin Reddy. I'm the director of the TSC Advisory Group. We spent the last month working with Nathaniel and his team at BB Consulting on a lead generation campaign focusing primarily on the effective use of LinkedIn. We've certainly increased the activity that I've had on my particular LinkedIn profile, and through that we've generated 24 leads. We've had something to the effect of 271 views. We've sent 234 messages out to potential business partners, which isn't always available to you through other direct marketing.
That's fantastic. So Ashwin, 24 leads within 30 days. You know, the first 2 weeks we were learning about his business, answering the questionnaire. We had to write his summary, which you can see here. We wrote the headline, optimized it for keywords like financial planning, tax and investment advisor, SMSF specialist. So he ranks really well for those keywords. You can see little bits of optimization tricks here in the experience section. Well, and to actually find people in his target demographic, which were lawyers and surgeons / dentists, medical practitioners that wanted to get like a financial health check and then, you know, connect with them and engage them. To be able to get 24 leads within 30 days of us shaking hands is pretty outstanding. Now let's talk about LinkedInsider. This is the online training program that I'm very proud of that we built for financial professionals, sales professionals, entrepreneurs who want to learn how to use LinkedIn. You see, when I do training, like a two-day workshop for banks, multinationals, it's, you know, $14,000 is a starting investment. So it's out of reach to a lot of small businesses. Even medium-sized enterprises aren't used to spending this kind of stuff, money, and also, not to mention the time, you know, within reach for the average entrepreneur, the average sales professional that just wants to like fast track their success on LinkedIn, learn how to generate leads, how to build their brand, how to learn about social selling and everything that I cover in those two-day workshops, and just drill it down into an online course with 24 coaching videos, videos, step-by-step lessons, over 12 hours of live training, real-life case studies. You got the formulas, workbooks, checklists, scripts, everything that you need to make this a success. And we even like go ahead and review your LinkedIn profile for you. I'm super excited today because normally, look, it's $597. Go on the website. That's the price you'll see it for. You need to type in the keyword, the what's the promo code? The promo code, okay, financial services. If you type in financial services, all one word, no spaces, no capitals, financial services, only for today, the price is $47. We've never, ever done it that cheap before. For those of you that would like the free LinkedIn starter pack with building the foundation and playbook, personal branding workbook, and the 18-step profile optimization checklist, just keep an eye on your emails because it will be emailed to you. That's all from me. I'm Nathaniel Bibby. Have a great day.